What's good, everyone? Welcome back to the NOA Podcast. Speaking as your co-host, Tyler, I'm here with my man, Trey.
Yo.
Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. Frankly, last week we dropped our first video episode and we got a decent amount of positive feedback.
For real, appreciate y'all for reaching out.
Anybody who watched us, liked our video, showed us any type of support, we truly just thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, for real, for real. Check us out on Instagram. The Instagram is going to be NOA_podcast. You can find us on YouTube. Just type in NOA podcast. We're the first thing that pops up. You also find us on TikTok. That's going to be NOA podcast 1. There's also another TikTok page out there. It's actually NOA podcast 2. So make sure you check that out as well. And on top of that, please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel because,
The Wednesday show
drops exclusively on
YouTube.
Exactly. So make sure you look out for that. All episodes can be found also on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts as well. Thanks. So let's get into it today. Trey, what's going on?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I can't complain. It's been a pretty good week.
Got a good workout today?
Very good workout today, bro. Very good workout, bro. I felt really locked in today, which I was happy about.
Yeah.
It was needed.
Quite intense.
Yeah.
Quite intense.
It was neat. Even yesterday's workout was like, that shit was rough. That shit was rough.
Before we fully start, get your asses in the gym.
Facts.
Everybody, facts. 2024, facts. Get in the gym. No excuses. There ain't no reason to be fat this year.
Facts.
All right. let's start. So I wanted to kind of start off because I've seen a lot of posts about this. And in America, frankly, we were at the gym too. And I remember talking to someone and he was talking about like how in America, people are a little bit lonely these days and all that. So for some reason, we have social media and it's made us so connected, more connected than we've ever been. And yet, for some reason, us as people, we feel more lonely than we've ever felt. Now, I watched this video. I wanted to kind of connect this shit too, because I watched a video about Japan. Shout out to the Japanese people out there.
Facts.
They're kind of wild for this, though. I ain't gonna sit here and cap. Apparently, in Japan, you could buy a family. So say you got no mom, you got
you can purchase
brothers and sisters, bro, or at least rent them out. So I guess not buy them, but like you rent them.
Buy is wild.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, also slavery time here, bro. Chill. But yeah, you could like rent a dad for a day, rent a mom for a day, rent like just a family, so brothers and sisters for a day. Like, and I guess it's coming to the point where people are just so lonely and they just don't have the family members. They just
that they're basically going to the length of
buying or purchasing that service. And I'm surprised to see that. And it makes me even think, with America being so lonely and so many people in America feeling so lonely, will we eventually go down this trajectory?
Can't you also buy like a husband or wife or something?
So you could
buy damn near Eddie like anything.
Interestingly enough, the most popular service they have is the husband. Like, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the husband service is the most popular.
Niggas,
service.
We up.
We're needed, bro. We're needed. But it makes me think, man, will America eventually go down this path of purchasing this?
And you know, you said something earlier that kind of just made me think of this. We're in an age of social media.
Yeah.
And essentially, social media is what? So we can connect with each other.
For real.
So I can be here and I can have friends all the way in California.
For real.
But I can still see them living their life and still feel like I'm a part of them.
A part of their life to some extent. It's supposed to connect you.
But it's wild because I feel like social media is doing the opposite.
Makes you more of a competition, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Or it kind of makes you feel bad because you see someone, and let's say this person that you're looking at went to Dubai or something, and you see them, they're living it up and they're posting all these pictures. And you're back at home in New York or in Connecticut or whatever, in your crib, not doing anything. Any of the fun shit they're doing. Like, you see them living it up and you're like, damn, I got roaches type shit.
Yep.
Or like, damn, bro, like it's rough. I'm struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
So I think it's kind of made it, if anything, I know social media was supposed to bring us together, but I think now it's kind of make it a little bit more of a competition. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
So now it makes it so much easier to compare yourself.
And I think the word is FOMO, fear of missing out. A lot of people get that because they see what people are doing on social media, just like, damn, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. And then they just feel like sad.
And here's the one thing about social media, we've talked about this. Is everyone only posts their good times,
bro. Yeah, bro. No one posting the L's.
Nah, not at all. So, like, people have FOMO, fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
But little do they know, some people, they'll take a picture and hold on to it and then post it. So, like, let's say if 2 months ago they went to Dubai, they'll take a picture and not post it. And then, like, even though they're here in the States doing whatever, they'll post a picture of them in Dubai to kind of make them seem like, oh, shit, I'm out here traveling. I'm out here doing this.
We're just so stuck to those devices, man. I was looking back through my, like, just gallery of photos, and I saw a picture I took in Italy. And it was me hanging out with all my friends, yeah. essentially. But the photo was literally it was like maybe 10 people. Everyone was on their phone. Everyone was looking down on their phone. No one was present in the moment, enjoying, trying to chat or not. You. Everyone was on their phone. And I just had to take that photo just to show, like.
You know what I want to say? There's to kind of go off of like that example that you gave.
Yeah.
There's this video of, I don't know where this is at, but it's a celebration of like New Year's and like the ball dropping.
Yeah.
And there's a dude in the back, and there's like so many people in front of him. Literally everybody has their phone up recording.
Recording.
So all you see is literally a sea of screens.
Mm.
And everyone's like, 5, 4, 3. And it's like, wow, everyone's recording.
We're so stuck on them. We're so stuck on
it's
them.
It's kind of an addiction a little bit, bro.
Yeah,
we're addicted to it, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't realize because it's just such a normalized thing.
Well, it's kind of our way of life now. It's the way
we connect. Exactly. That's how we don't connect through personal talking anymore. Bro. We connect over the phone.
Which is crazy because like back in the day, frankly, like when our parents were growing up.
Yep.
My parents grew up poor. Like they didn't have cell phones. Like that wasn't even a thing.
That's a luxury.
Facts, bro. And I don't even think it was cell phones around the time. Like niggas were fucking around with beepers and
shit.
It wasn't even a like, it wasn't even a cell phone.
That's true, man.
But it's like, and I guess that's the part that I kind of envy about the older generation is that they had those connections.
Mm-hmm.
They had those. I'm not gonna sit here and look at what Sally's doing, what Sarah's doing, what Ted is doing.
Because you couldn't, because they couldn't share that stuff.
And if you wanted to actually get to know these people and know their life, you actually had to
speak to them,
go out and speak to them face to face, hang out with them, have those conversations, practice your social skills.
Yep.
Now you don't need none of that. Now, also with text, you can kind of just think about what you're going to send to somebody.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it face to face, you're kind of forced to answer.
Exactly. Right there. And it takes away from the ability to socialize in the first place. Because at the end of the day, all of that is just practice. If you just practice it, you'll get better at it. But because we have these devices, because we have the social media stuff, there's no practicing trying to go and speak to people. There's no practicing trying to go out there because you can just do it online. Exactly. It's just so easy. I ain't gonna sit here and lie, man. It became so easy to hit up girls when I got Instagram. Because I would just hit them up and I wouldn't even care because I didn't have to approach you.
Nah.
When I stopped doing that and I had to go up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to force myself to go just talk to girls.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It was hard to do, but I got better at it over time.
And I feel like that's what builds up confidence.
Yes.
Sitting behind a screen.
It's not going to build confidence,
hitting up
bro.
A shorty.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to build confidence.
Nope.
But actually going up, look at her in her face and be like, hey, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. And then actually trying to start a conversation,
man.
Because it's just so easy to hide behind a screen, bro.
Without a doubt.
It's just so easy. And also, I think a lot of people look down on the whole rejection shit. But, like, getting rejected to your face, I know it sucks.
It's not that bad, though.
It's not that bad.
No.
And listen, I can only speak for myself. I kind of get a sense of accomplishment regardless. Obviously, I'm not going out here to get rejected by females.
Of course, yeah. That's not the goal.
But at least at the end of the day, I could be like, damn, at least I tried.
Frankly, you saying that, it reminds me. So we play Odds Are. There's this game we play, Odds Are.
We should explain.
And
explain
essentially,
what Odds Are is.
Whenever one of us wants to challenge the other one's like, what are the odds you'll do this? The person who gets the challenge essentially gets challenged. And they say, all right, my odds are 1 to 10 or 1 to 20.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do Odds Are when we want the other one to approach a girl.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether or not you actually get her number or you don't get her number, the whole point is just to do the approach. You get credit for the approach regardless.
Bro.
Like, you get props. You're like, yo, good shit, bro. Like,
Thanks. Thank
you for actually going through. Because we understand. We inherently understand. One, not everyone's going to like you.
Exactly.
But two, half of the battle is just walking up.
Exactly. And I want to tell the story to kind of, like, show kind of how we play.
Yeah. Okay.
So we played in New Haven. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Charles.
Facts.
It was me, Charles, and Trey. We kind of hung out for the weekend or whatever. We went down to New Haven. We went to Pepe's Pizza, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
So we're walking around. It's a nice day. New Haven got some
beautiful women, bro.
Gosh,
beautiful
women. So we're walking around, and I see a girl, a Hispanic girl, across the street.
Mm.
So I said to Trey, we kind of just talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, she kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Trey's like, Immediately, he's like, odds are 1-5 right now, right now. Put homie, put the pressure on me, bro. Pressure. So I'm like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah.
So Charles, countdown, 3, 2, 1. I don't know what number.
It was 4. Was it four? Yeah, we both said 4. Well,
we both said 4. So I was like, damn, I got to actually do it. And the whole point of playing this game is you must keep the integrity of the game.
Yeah, facts.
It's useless if you don't keep the integrity.
It's useless, yep.
So I was like, okay. Now, shorty, mind you, she is across the street and is getting farther away from me by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, bro, I kind of got to go hawk this bitch down. So I'm walking across the street, and I don't want to start running toward her because that's a little creepy.
Yeah, a little bit. That's a little
creepy.
A little suspect.
Because if she turns back, it just sees like a black man just running toward her. I could just imagine what's going through
her mind. Not a good look.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to just speed walking, bro. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to her because as I was approaching, she like walked into our apartment building. And like, I can't get into the apartment building.
No, you can do it at that point.
I looked in, there was a doorman. I'm like, bro, he's not letting me in. He's not letting me in, like, it's clipped. But I came back, and Trey dapped me up, Charles dapped me up. And even though I didn't get her number, I didn't even talk to shorty. But it was the fact that I put forth effort. I kept the integrity of the game. And best believe me, I ain't even going to lie. I had no idea what I was going to say to her.
Yeah.
But I was going to say something. Yeah. I'm like, shoot, I want to figure it out. Yeah. Like, we're going to wing it. And I might have got her number. Who knows?
Exactly. Had the circumstances been different, you would have talked to her.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, you would have talked to her.
To be honest, if she like kept walking, I would have caught up to her.
Exactly.
Because I was quite close. But she turned in and walked into her apartment building. And I was like,
I
can't go in. But like, let's say if she had to keep walking to the end of the block, I would have talked to her.
And literally an hour later, the same shit happened to me.
Same thing happened to Trey.
Same number two. We both said four. I don't know what was four that day, man.
Talk about the number four, bro. Talk about the number four.
But literally, my situation was it a Chinese woman?
Yeah.
I think it was an Asian woman of some kind. Asian descent. And she had already walked past us. So when I got hit by the four, I was like, damn, I gotta make a move quick.
Yeah.
And immediately turned around, said what I had to say, came back. I didn't get her number or nothing. But they just dapped me up. They're like, thank you for... she also didn't
speak. She also didn't speak English.
Yeah, she didn't speak English. It was a little bit tough.
Yeah, it was hard, bro. It was difficult.
Yeah, but it's just the fact of trying and actually going. You got to give props where props is due, man. Like, it's hard enough to try to do it.
Yeah.
So when you see, especially one of your homies trying, he's like, listen, man.
Facts,
good shit. Good shit. But I really do hope... As much as I like the Japanese people, we don't kind of follow them in that.
So you don't want that?
No.
You don't want us to start buying families?
No.
Or renting families?
Yeah, renting off families. Yeah, no, that's not the... I don't believe that's the solution to that problem.
Mm.
The solution is actually trying to go out there and, be close with their family. Like, talk to your mom, talk to your dad. Like, don't just, I understand some people...
Some people don't have bad parents,
yeah. Or your parents not here no more.
Some people's parents died.
True.
People don't really got
but like you anymore. you can make your own family, and I don't mean getting a husband or a wife, but just the people you have around you can be family.
Because family isn't necessarily blood.
Exactly, bro. The team's my family. Exactly. None of the team's my brothers, but they're my family. Exactly. I see them as like, yo, anything I need, I'll try.
Crazy
I'll
do enough, my best to help them, out. I call them my brothers.
Exactly.
We're not blood.
Yeah. Like,
none of us have the same.
Those the homies. Those brothers, man, yeah. and that's family.
So. You don't want to see that happening, but do you really think there'll be a change though?
Nah, it's unfortunate.
Because I feel like too, and not to be pessimistic, but kind of just to play the other side. I mean, like
mm-hmm. devil's advocate.
There's no other. How I look at it, there's no other option. And here's why I say that. I understand what you're saying. I agree with you. I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't think people are going to put in the work.
Mm.
To do that. I don't think people are all of a sudden, due to how big social media is, due to how big things are and how things have changed, I don't see people all of a sudden be like, you know what, I'm lonely. I'm going to go start making new friends. I'm going to go trying to put myself out there. I'm going to go try to create my own family, whether that means getting a significant other or just getting friends that I trust and that I can consider them family. Because I think a lot of people now, especially with social media, will stay inside. How many people you know, listen, bro, I've known guys who will literally just stay inside and just play video games all day.
Yeah, trust me, I know them too.
And just won't do anything.
Yeah.
Now, they'll complain, damn, I don't got a girl.
I have this, that, and
all the other stuff. But at the same time, you're not doing anything out there.
To change the...
And those are also the same guys who probably, you're in the house all day, you also look at social media.
Yeah.
So you're seeing either other dudes with girls,
yep.
you're seeing other people having a good time.
Exactly.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
For real.
And now you're sitting there getting even more depressed. Mm-hmm. And now that's... diminishing your confidence even more. And you don't even want to go out to even fix the problem. It's damn near like you stuck in a rabbit hole or stuck in this cycle and you can't even get kicked out. And I don't advocate for buying for...
Yeah, renting out the family.
Yeah,
in the
first place. Think that's a bad look.
Yeah.
But for someone who's so desperate...
You might actually end up doing it.
Exactly.
Ah, man. You know, whenever there's a problem, someone ends up coming with a solution. And I guess in that way, Japan came up with that
solution. They came up with a solution.
It was like, all right, we'll just rent out families.
And it's probably profitable.
Oh, without a doubt. The man who started this, bro, he's making bread. Bread, bro.
Chilling, bro.
Damn, I actually might. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna keep the integrity.
I'm gonna try to be the first one. Yo, everyone, watch out, bro. Give it like 2 years, bro. Trey finna revolutionize the game, bro.
Start renting out husbands and such.
Bro. Let me get it on this, bro.
Oh, man. But I hear what you're saying, and I do. I'm hoping at least the next generation can kind of see how bad all this has been and try to do a shift of, okay, well, we're going to keep social media, but at the same time, because at the end of the day, social media is still a good thing. It's just if you use it too much, it can get out of hand.
Yeah.
So trying to use it within moderation, I'm hoping that they can, I guess, put two and two together better than we are. No. However, I don't have a lot of hope for it just because from what I've been hearing for the teachers, a lot of the next generation behind us, bro, they're not doing good. Listen, so
I have a sister. Shout out Tiana.
Yeah.
She's a teacher.
What did she say about him?
Bruh, she's not. I mean, like, frankly, remember when Cassie like came on?
Yeah.
Shout out to Cassie too. She's also a teacher.
Yeah.
And she was telling us like how bad it is. Bruh, like kids can't read. Yeah, which blows my mind.
For real.
Which genuinely blows my mind. I'm like, yo, what do you mean you can't read?
It's a bad look when you're in seventh grade and you're reading on the first grade level. I'm like, sorry.
What are we doing?
Should not be happening.
What are we doing? And listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the craziest scholar, but like, I can at least read.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing?
I could formulate a sentence.
Exactly, bro. Like, if I need to write an essay tomorrow, bro, like, I can MLA format. Like, there should be no problems, exactly. But just hearing that, the fact that they can't read me, I mean, her telling me stories about kind of, obviously not all the kids are bad, but just hearing that, a lot of them are on the decline.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just really just don't care.
Nah. And they're very nihilistic.
And crazy enough, I do think a lot of that plays into social media. Yeah. So I understand what you mean about the generation and hoping that the next generation is going to do it. And no offense to the next generation. But like, I don't really got much faith in them either because I feel like...
Alpha. That's the name. Generation Alpha.
I don't have... Because you also got to think, they've had internet longer than we have.
Facts. Their whole lives.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have too, but like, we were born in what, 2000?
2000, yeah. Like, it was kind of coming into its form.
Like, I was still playing outside.
Yeah,
like,
without a doubt.
Like, I wasn't staying inside all day. Like, I was still playing outside.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't have iPads. I see kids now, bro, they're giving iPads.
Yep.
I ain't have none of that.
Facts.
I ain't have a whole bunch of video games. Nope. I ain't have a whole bunch of TVs and stuff now.
You make a good point, man. I play outside too a lot. Yeah, that was my childhood, playing outside.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I made neighborhood friends, and that's all I did.
Exactly.
And it wasn't until... I don't play video games much now, but I noticed it wasn't until I got older, like middle school, high school, when
video games
kind of started to be more like prominent. I didn't even have a console, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was using my sister's old like PS2, one game, or my sister's old GameCube, bro.
Yeah.
One Donkey Kong game. Mm-hmm. That's all I really had. Mm-hmm.
But by that point, you've already been outside to where
it was different because I didn't already socialize.
You didn't start off with that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think now with this new generation
they're starting off with it.
They come out the womb with it.
Yeah, man.
So I just think it's different. And there's nothing wrong, like I said, there's nothing wrong playing video games. I think everything is good in moderation. But I think what's different with us is we played outside, then video games were introduced to us. By the time video games were introduced to us, I already liked playing outside.
Exactly.
So it was kind of just like, yeah, this is cool, but like, I want to go see Charles, bro.
I'm trying to go play with Dean, bro.
I'm trying to go see my friend. Exactly. I'm trying to play basketball. Or even if when we didn't play, we would just, I remember there are countless times we used to just sit outside on the curb and just talk.
Just talk, right? Facts. I remember having times just like that too.
It's like we're not even playing any games, but we're just genuinely sitting there and talking. But when you're kind of introduced to video games and technology and social media from such a young age, it's kind of different.
It truly is because it's already an addiction for us as adults.
Oh, without a
doubt. I can only imagine how the strong pull it has on them because you start so young.
You're just so used to it. Exactly.
But then you got to ask yourself, man. Is that generation really to be blamed for how they are coming up, or is it the parents? Like, who's at fault?
I can't even fully blame the parents. I just think it's society.
Mm.
Like, obviously, you can't blame the generation.
But who raised your kids, though? Society or you?
Damn. You raise it, but societal norms pull you. Societal norms kind of force you to do certain things. So because of that, I think also, I don't know, I thank the Lord. I ain't no father, but there's a lot of young parents out there.
Oh my God, yo, their kids, their kids. I went to high school with now, bro. They have daughters and sons, and it's crazy to see.
I give it to them.
Yeah, for real.
I just can't be me.
Nah, I'm too young. I'm too young, man. I'm too young to make that. I'm too young to make that choice.
I don't have many fears in life right now.
Having a child is one of mine.
That's one of my fears.
Too young. Having a kid too young is my one of my fears, without a doubt.
Scared as hell, bro. Yeah. It's like, bro, I'm not. I can't.
Because I know I'm not a child now, but like, I feel like a kid in some regards, because like, I'm still trying to figure out who I am as a person. Bro. So how am I gonna raise this little kid when I'm still
trying to figure it out?
I'm trying to raise myself.
Real, bro. Like, I'm still trying to make sure I'm okay. You know? Now on top of that, you're gonna have to put all your energy into
that one kid.
Because I've heard, and obviously we all know this, but like, once you have a kid, bro, like. That's your life.
Yeah. I'll say this. If you are a responsible adult and you want to take care of your, that's what you will do. Because I know there are people that just don't care about the kids. And they'll just send them to adoption or they'll do whatever. So there is that.
That's kind of also why I feel too, like technology to a certain extent. And yeah, you could blame the parents, so to say. I think you also blame society. But I think it's a very easy outlet to keep your kids entertained.
Yeah. A lot of people let the technology raise their children. Yeah. They'll just give their kid that and they just... leave them to the wayside
and just let that shit rock, bro. I've seen kids sit on YouTube and just on like the shorts, just scroll.
So let me ask you real quick, what would you instill in your own kids? How would you raise your children despite all the societal bullshit that we have now? Because I asked you, who's at fault? Is it the parents or is it society? And I can understand an argument for both. But, like, at the end of the day, someone has to take full blame. Responsibility. And you brought the kids into this world. So you kind of got to instill your morals into those children, you know? And I understand that we didn't fully get raised into social media, but we were, of course, a part of it.
Yeah.
I was raised by it a little bit, especially coming up. And, like, I didn't let it control me. Like, my mom instilled in me, like, all the right virtues that a young man should have, you know? And I myself went out and I tried to find those for myself. So, like, how would you do it?
I think it's very hard to answer that question because, kind of like we just said, like, we don't got kids. And that's, like, one of the farthest things on my mind.
Right. Facts.
And I don't really know how to be a good parent to keep it a buck.
Mm.
But if I had to answer your question, I would kind of do what my parents did. I think what my parents did is they just didn't introduce me to technology so young.
So they did much later.
Exactly. So, like, of course, I was introduced to TV.
Yeah, everyone has
but,
TV, yeah.
Like I said, bro, like, I wasn't really big into consoles. Like, my sister had, like, a PS2, which I think at the time, like, was barely hers. I know my other sister had, like, a GameCube. Also, bro, for each of those consoles, we only had maybe two games.
True.
So after a while, I kind of just...
But you have a console now, right?
Yeah.
When you're an adult and you have your own kids, you'll still have that console.
That is true.
It'll be in
the house. I think it was just the whole... I think they just didn't introduce it to me.
Oh, so you just wouldn't give it to them?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, like I don't remember... like, especially when I was young, and I don't really remember all the memories.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't really introduce it to me. Mm. And to be honest, my parents kind of... And shout out to my parents. They, like, came up. Like, they went from living in, like, a single bedroom apartment with a whole bunch of rats and roaches to, like... Yeah. Into the house. And luckily I was kind of blessed to kind of miss out on the whole
you experienced the
rats
house.
And roaches.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they just grew how they grew up and they want us to be very disciplined. I don't think they minded us being on electronics, but it wasn't introduced to us. I didn't get a phone until I was 11.
Same.
Everybody else had phones.
Yeah.
I still didn't. Yeah. So because of that, it was a little bit different. I didn't get a console, like an actual console until I was between the ages of 10 and 12, I remember I got the first 360, the shit that's on the white bitch. Mm. Whenever that's when. But before then, I really didn't have a console. Mm. And they also introduced sports into my life at a young age.
Yeah, yeah.
So I believe them introducing sports played a huge role due to the fact that I guess it kind of worked out for me because I liked sports.
Mm.
So then I started liking sports. So now I want to go outside and play sports even when it's not organized. I now want to go play with my friends.
Yeah, just to, you organize it yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I remember how I started playing outside. And shout out to Paul. I saw Paul, Dean's brother, across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him out there playing.
Wasn't he like shooting hoops?
He was just shooting hoops in his.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember asking my mom, like, yo, can I go over there?
And she was a little skeptical. Like, she was like, I don't really know who that is. She was skeptical, but she let me go. Mm. And I appreciate she did.
Yeah, yeah. She could have said no.
She could have said no. Yeah. And I went over there. And I know she was, of course, watching me through the window.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But, and shout out to Paul because, bro, there's a little...
little kid, bro. Come up to you.
7-year-old kid come up.
I'm assuming he was, like, in his teens.
Bro, he had to be probably either in high school or middle, like... He could have easily been like, yo, like,
go away.
Like, go on, bro. Yeah. What you doing, bro? Like, I'm sitting here trying to, because he played actual basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
He could be practicing.
Yeah, he could be practicing.
But he let me play. And we sat there and we kept, he would take a bunch of shots, then he'll let me shoot. We basically just kept taking turns, like back and forth.
Yeah.
And I always just kind of always wanted to be outside.
Mm.
And because of that, then soon, next thing you know, I met Charles at school, find out Charles lived 2 houses down, right, and now it's a wrap. Now I'm like, yo, Charles, you'll be outside every day.
Yeah.
Now we outside every, my best friend, bro, we outside every day, bro. It's just what it was.
Yeah.
And, but I guess I would introduce my kids to sport as a very early age, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't give them, or I would try to limit the amount of console and playing time that they would have.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, okay, because we do live in a very technological world, it might be very hard for me to completely remove, like,
true. Xbox. It's going to be a part of their lives, especially if they're going to school. They do the whole online school thing sometimes.
They give
the kids iPads or those Chromebooks.
Exactly.
It's still there, man.
But I do think you could limit it at the house.
Yeah, you can.
Like, just because you're at the house, be like, yo, you have an hour of playtime. Once that hour is over, like, cut that shit off.
Mm.
As a parent, you could just take it away, do whatever you want, turn off the Wi-Fi, however you want to orchestrate yourself.
True.
But I think that's how I would do it, if you know what I'm saying.
I see.
How about you?
Well, a lot of this kind of comes down to the morals that was raised by as well. So similar to you, kind of like how I was raised, I'd probably do the same thing. I would, one, pick a woman that has the same outlook that I did.
That's ideal.
Yeah, pick a woman that has the same outlook I do. So, because I understand too, I won't always be there to raise them because, like, I got to go work. Like, I'm the dad, so I got to go make money for the family.
Provide.
So I kind of want her to be able to also instill those things to my kids. But I wouldn't give them any type of social media, no social media accounts or nothing like that.
Me neither. And that's what my parents did, bro.
Yeah,
I have Snapchat until junior year of high school type shit, bro.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, bro.
I wouldn't give them anything like that. They wouldn't have cell phones until, like, they were, like, teenagers. So probably around, like, 12 or 11, maybe 13. I would get them in sports. Try to get them outside. So, like, they're just... hopefully they have, like, friends, kind of like how your situation worked out and my situation worked out, where, like, our friends live close by.
Bro.
So they can go outside, play with their friends. I can still see them. Yes. You know, like, you're still somewhere around.
Exactly.
If anything, y'all can come.
It's truly a blessing to grow up in a community where there are kids around your same age group.
I want to come back to that. That is a beautiful fucking thing you said. That is wonderful. I would get involved in my kids' schooling. Mm. So whatever school they're going to, I'd be going to the board meetings.
You'd be one of the parents that go to PTA.
No. My kid, I'd annoy my kid because I had the same thing. My mom was always at my stuff. And I'm like, yo, can you just, like, not? But
you don't got to show up today, bro. You can miss one meeting.
Exactly.
You can miss one.
But it is important, though, because you see what they're being taught and you see how your kids is being shaped.
Bro.
But to come back to that statement you just made, community.
Changed everything.
We don't have community anymore. And that is one of the major things that it's so missing. It is so hard for parents these days to let your kids go outside and not be worried that something bad is going to happen to them.
Without a doubt.
Just because we don't have the type of system anymore that we had in the past, you know, that we kind of experienced, wherein you can trust that you let your kids go outside and they'd be okay.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
No one wants to do that no more.
I remember in the beginning, of course, my parents, you know, would watch, but it got to a certain point where, like, because we were all hanging out so often, basically my parents got to know Charles's parents,
yep,
Osara's parents,
yep,
Janelle's parents, Jaden's parents, Dean's parents. So now it's like they don't have to watch me, but they know another adult is watching.
Exactly.
So, like, if something pop off at Charles's house,
yep.
You already know Charles's mom done already seen it.
Yep.
Now she could come out and tell her side of the story, tell my parents what happened. God forbid anything happened.
Yeah,
it's kind of like all the parents within the community to a certain extent looked after us.
Yeah.
And it just really was cool to grow up with, you know, I'm the same, me and Charles same age, Osar the same age, like, we're all the same age.
Exactly.
Dean's a little bit older, but he was still within our age range. We had other kids on the block in the neighborhood that we used to hang out with now, obviously, we don't hang out with. We might not talk to them as much. But like growing up, bro, growing we used to play football with them. We used to hop on the trampoline and play with them like that.
Yeah.
But we all, it was really kind of like truly a sense of community.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
We all kind of, all the parents, I would say, kind of watched all the kids whenever everyone went out.
And community helps raise kids, man.
Exactly.
And that's what's important. But a lot of places, they don't have a community. And because of that, you get the kids locked up inside playing games all day. You know?
Yeah.
I guess I would try to also put my kids into type of situation where they did have that. So going in locations that does have a community.
I think it's kind of, I think that's hard though, bro.
You can see, you can look at demographics, man. You can look at demographics because location, this kind of could be going into like renting houses, but location and where you purchase properties is very important.
Mr. Architect.
fact. Location where you purchase property and all that is very important. So
yeah.
I would just check the demographic of what, you know, what I'm dealing with, who's where, you know, and that would give you a better idea. Also, like, say the team's going to be living places. Where's the team going to go, you know?
That's true.
Team is a community.
Facts.
So, like, I believe you can set yourself up to wherein you have that community. I know other times you can't because the circumstances do shape, you know, what ends up happening to you. But that's what I would try to do, at least. Set myself up to where my kids do have a community, to where I know they can go hang out with their friends and I can trust that whoever they're with, they're being taken care of.
I'd also try my best to socialize my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make sure it's like, bro, you got to be.
I'd be playing Odds Are with my son without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Playing with 5-year-old Trey Jr. bro.
Of course, man. Of course. Got to teach him young.
Facts. But I do. And this is why I truly think we're blessed. And on days where I kind of get sad, I really try to think about the team. And last night, you know, I really talked to the team. And actually, I wasn't feeling sad. But I felt like I had a lot on my mind, and talking to them like helped me like tremendously.
Yeah,
and I almost kind of realized like, damn, like this is why I have y'all.
Yeah.
Like this is why I like y'all in my life to help me.
Yeah, man.
And you kind of mentioned like, yo, we have the team possibly living near them or around them. Not a lot of people have what we have, bro.
Oh, man.
Like we got a team, bro.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have that.
Nah.
So I think it would be very hard for them to. And yes, you could look into demographics, but I don't think a lot of people are thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And especially how the world is now. Like, a lot of people are having just kids, like, on accident. Like,
yeah.
like a lot of these little...
Yeah, a lot of kids running around here weren't...
They're not planned.
Planned,
bro.
Yeah.
They're not planned.
I feel as though, and I don't know how true this is, so, like, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But I do have a feeling that there are more unplanned pregnancies than planned pregnancies these days.
You know?
I just don't feel like
I can kind of get behind.
You know, I feel like just since people aren't planning that stuff out anymore.
Nah,
people are just having sex to have sex, and it's like, oh, now we got a kid coming.
And now
that's just what it is.
It is what it is, and you kind of just gotta accept it.
Yeah.
So because of that, you have a kid coming in unexpectedly. You had a kid coming in
for real.
So now it's like, how can you prepare?
Mm.
How can you prepare to put yourself in a certain situation to where they're in a community,
yeah.
or they have a group of people,
yeah.
or they have a team? But a lot of people. I just think it's very hard to do that when it's unexpected.
Yeah, trust me. Like I said, man, circumstance. Yeah. You know, some people just don't have the circumstance to when they can do those types of things. But that's why I'm saying you should try to put yourself in the position. And what does that mean? Don't have a kid if you're not ready to have a kid.
Yeah.
I ain't ready to have a kid, so I'm not going to have a kid. Once I have the finances and everything, I can put myself in the community that I want to then bring that child into the world.
Yeah.
Just don't put yourself in the position to wherein, don't make a problem for yourself that isn't a problem. A lot of people make problems for themselves that don't need to be a fucking problem.
Like there's no need.
Exactly. You know, and the team for me, I'm extremely appreciative of. I'm extremely appreciative of the team because I didn't create it. It was gifted to me. I met you and the team just welcomed me in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an absolute blessing.
It helped you were cool, though.
Bro.
I'll tell you, if you were a weirdo, it'd be over.
Facts. I at least care my own. But it's an absolute blessing. And I go on the team. I go on, like, Discord and shit more than often than you do now, of course. But whenever I do, I'm appreciative because I'm like, damn, I kind of see why these guys like really hang out with each other. Why I see the appreciation that y'all all have for each other, the love that y'all all have for each other. It's a beautiful thing.
Homies is on every night, bro.
Every night.
Someone's a voice.
Bro, the dedication is amazing. I remember telling this to Osar, but I've never been a part of a group chat this long to where everyone was talk so much.
Bro, it's still popping.
Everybody.
This shit made in 2017, 2018, man. Something like that.
It was a minute ago.
And that shit still pop, bro. This shit's still as active as it was.
As the first day.
As it was back then, bro.
Yeah.
And even with us, bro, we went through ups and downs, bro. We've had arguments. We had members leave and come back, bro. I remember 2020 took a toll on the team.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Us being locked in. There was a decent amount of hostility within the team. But like, it kind of also showed like, we are really homies because
You're still here.
That shit ain't break now.
Through thick and thin.
We in 2024 now.
Yeah, man.
And like, we still rocking with the same people. So it really does show. And
actually added to the extra new people.
Facts. We added to the team. We're getting bigger, boys. We're getting bigger.
It's true, man. And you know, I wanted to also add to this. The team, and the reason the team is a thing is because you guys all met as kids.
Without a doubt.
You know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for a lot of people our age, they don't have those long-term friendships with kids because they just didn't make those friends when they were kids. And I've always heard from adults, it is so much harder to make friends as adults than it is when you're a kid. Man. And that's why you got to try to put your kids in the type of situation where you have that community. Yeah. You have kids you can grow up with because those are your friends for life.
Yeah, bro.
You know? I've seen videos of men and women, mostly women actually, because I don't see men crying online that much. But like,
not online.
But like, men and women, man, complaining, saying that they don't have friends. Not even just like a girlfriend, just friends.
Which is wild to me. And I don't want to like take, and maybe this could be part of me kind of just taking the team for granted to a certain part, because I've had friends for
a minute.
Like a minute.
Damn, their whole life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I met Jaden when I was 6. You know what I'm saying? Like, like that's how far this shit goes back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wild to like just not have
any friends at all.
Not have any friends.
Nobody.
Like you got no one that you talk to, no one you hang with. Like nothing. Nobody.
Yeah, man. It's insane to think. But a lot of people are in that situation.
Well, I think also the problem is with not having friends, you ain't take the time to flourish said friends.
You because need at to one nourish
point,
it.
Exactly. Because at one point, you probably did have a friend.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you went your whole life without having a singular person where like you were like, oh, that's,
you're cool, let's hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the reason why you kind of don't have friends now is you ain't take the time to continue to nourish that relationship really just on a daily basis.
Yeah. Some people, I can't speak for everybody, but some people might be a little bit self-indulgent where they expect that person to continue to give to them,
do all the work,
and they don't give anything in return.
Two-way street, bro.
Yeah, man. Friendships, no one's obligated to be your friend.
At all, bro.
I think some people forget that. No one is obligated to be your friend.
No. No one got to fuck with you, bro.
Nope. Nope.
Like, they could really be like, yo, get out my face.
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
You know? Yeah. Like, it takes time. It takes effort. All the friends I have now, it took time and effort to build those friendships.
Yeah,
it's calling people, checking up on them, making sure they're okay, reaching out to somebody that you haven't talked to in a little bit. Just like, yo, bro, how you doing? Happy New Year. It's a new year. How you been? You know, how's the family doing?
Exactly.
People take note of those things and they care. Just like, damn, you didn't have to give me a phone call.
But you did.
But you chose to.
You didn't have to text me.
But you chose to.
Exactly.
Because I couldn't be doing something else. I could not hit you up.
At all.
So don't take it for granted, you know?
And sometimes you never know what someone's going through. So you might send them that,
man.
Yo, you good?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, how you been? At a point of their life where they're like, damn, I really need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Damn, I can remember countless times where that shit happened to the team. I remember when I went through a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember Osar specifically, because I just happened to be on voice with him damn near like after kind of like everything really just hit the fan.
Yeah, of course.
Brody owed me food, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I don't even want to talk about it. He's like, yo, you eat? I'm like, nah. He like, yo, send me your address.
Yeah.
Order me Domino's type, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are times where he pulled up, you know, Charles has pulled up, like they've actually shown that they care.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, I came on voice, shout out to Charles. It was because Charles.
He hit you up.
Charles, like, yo, you busy?
Yeah. And that's the thing I like about Charles, but he'd be hit both of us. He'd be like, yo, you trying to come out voice and talk, bro, for a little bit? Yeah.
He'd be busy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, and he's right, because he was like, yo, we haven't talked in a while.
Exactly.
And I'm like, bro, he's absolutely right. We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, you know what? I know I got some things I got to do earlier. But come a certain time, like, I need to devote X amount of time.
Yeah,
and kind of like I said earlier, bro, I had so much fun last night. Like, genuinely.
You were laughing a lot, man.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I had so much fun. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, nothing.
you can't replace this.
Nah, like, man.
This shit ain't fake, bro.
You can't buy it either. You
can't buy it.
You can't purchase. You can't rent it out, bro. You can't
buy a family. You can't buy the team, bro.
You can't buy friends.
Exactly.
You can't do
it. And that's what I'm thinking about, because you brought up the whole Japanese thing, and they're doing that, which is cool. I guess what I don't understand about it is how you're not making a connection with anyone. Like, at least with me, how I kind of think, in the back of my head, I will be thinking, you're only here because I'm giving you X amount of dollars an hour.
Same thing with strippers.
Exactly.
The only reason why you lie to me is because I'm throwing these dollars.
It's like, yo, if I had no money,
you wouldn't be talking to me.
You wouldn't be shaking your ass. It's like, this wouldn't be a company. And that same goes for the family. Yep. If I didn't have money,
you wouldn't be my family.
You would leave. Yeah. You wouldn't be my pretend wife or my pretend family or my pretend kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And frankly, when the money runs out, you'll go away.
Exactly. If I'm like, damn, actually, you know what? I'm short. Can you? Like, you're short. What do you mean you're short?
Yeah.
They're leaving, bro. Yeah. Like, this is a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's cool because I guess you're paying for someone to spend time with you, which is all fine and dandy. But at the same time,
it's a temporary solution for a permanent problem. And it's not how you're going to fix that problem.
Very well said, bro.
It's not how you're going to fix that
and
problem.
The only way you're going to fix that problem is actually by going out and making those connections.
You got to tackle it straight on.
Exactly.
And go out there and make the connections yourself.
But this is where I think things are going to get a little dicey and kind of go back. Will America adopt this? I think that if Japan becomes quite lucrative, like if this becomes a lucrative business in Japan,
eventually it's
going to happen.
Something's going
to
happen over
here.
Because
money talks.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, there's going to be people in America. You're not the only one to have seen that story.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's going to be people in America be like, well, damn, homie's making this much.
Mm-hmm.
Homie's doing this.
Yep.
He's doing this.
Yeah.
And all he's getting is, how much are the workers getting? They're getting this. Damn, actually, you know what? This might be a good job. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, it starts being implemented here.
Yeah.
And it starts to grow and grow and grow. Yeah. And now it'll be kind of like a whole big thing.
Yeah, man. It's, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I really only see it getting worse before it gets better. I think it only has to hit the fan for us to realize, oh, you know, maybe what we're doing isn't great and we should stop. And I think that's how it has to be. You know, that's the only way. It's kind of like how some people who are addicts, you got to hit rock bottom before you kind of get yourself back up.
Yeah.
I think us as a country, we haven't hit rock bottom yet. It's bad now. Don't get me wrong.
Like, but we ain't at rock
dating,
bottom.
Dating, social media, relationship, it's all bad now. Don't get me wrong. But we haven't hit rock bottom yet.
Nah.
I don't think any of us can imagine what rock bottom is. Only God knows what rock bottom is. And what rock bottom finally does hit.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough.
But it'll make us stronger.
Here's a question for you. Do you think rock bottom will hit in our time?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
I mean, that's the hope. I at least hope it happens during our time so it gets better after. Because the whole point of hitting rock bottom is to get better.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So if it happens sooner than later, even better. If it happens 5 years from now, cool. At least we'll be recovering in the next 50.
Fair enough.
Compared to it happens 100 years from now. Damn, like, our kids got to go through what we're going through.
Damn, okay. I actually didn't even think about it like that. You actually make a good point. Because I was actually going to be like, nah, like, yo, hip rock bottom later. I ain't trying to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to think.
That is quite selfish. But you're absolutely right. Because, like, let's say within the next 10 years, like, I have a kid or something like that. Then, yeah, I wouldn't like them to go through hitting rock bottom and...
Because the whole
I would point, like them to kind of go through the...
Yeah.
Either the beginning of it hitting rock bottom and then now like we're on coming the up and up. It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then having to deal with it.
Because, I mean, isn't the whole point of living life to make the next generation better off?
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the major goals. I don't know if people in society still believe that now today, but... I actually think...
I don't think it's as strong as a belief as it was.
Nah, and I actually think a lot of people believed what you were just going to say wherein... They'd prefer it happen later because they want to have the fun now.
I think now, exactly.
Bro. Yeah, and we're very selfish in that regard. Extremely. We kind of want to have
look
all
at me,
the...
Like I just said, I do think it is a very selfish outlook.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of how the world
is. A lot of people think like that, man. You know, it's like, listen, fuck them niggas. They'll worry about that. We want the good times.
Facts.
It's like, well, someone has to go through the bad times to make it better.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like how the saying goes, hard times create strong men.
Strong men
create good times.
And good,
good times,
times
create weak men. You know, it's just like, it's the same thing. So you gotta go through it. That's my hypothesis, at least. Of course, I can't see the future, so I really don't know. But I can really only hope it slowly, eventually gets better. But you never know, man.
So I'm assuming, I already know the answer to this question. I'm still gonna ask. I'm assuming you would never use that type of service.
Nah, man. It's just, I personally don't think it's a good look.
Yeah, it's a bad look, man.
It's a bad look. In our society, we really don't have shame anymore. I don't think shaming is a thing that we do.
I think there is some shame, but it's not as...
It's not as prevalent as it once was.
Nah.
And I actually don't think shame is a bad thing if used correctly.
Without a doubt.
Of course, don't shame people for just, like, doing their day-to-day, like, going to the gym, doing positive things. But in this regard, at least...
I think shame wouldn't be too bad.
Nah. Just because, like, go out and make your own family, bro. Go out and make your own friends. Go out and try to socialize.
Yeah.
Don't spend money on that shit. You can't buy that.
Yeah.
You can't actually
try to build the traits in order to get what you want.
Yeah.
Instead of you just purchasing it and just cutting out the...
It's a cop-out at the end of the day because you're not learning. One of the main things about human beings, which God made us this way, we are constantly learning. It's why we have the society that we have.
Yep.
All the amazing stuff that were built by the forefathers before us is because they continually learned. And by you trying to use your money to purchase this,
cut out
the learning aspect of socializing. You can't cut that out because when your money run out, you ain't gonna have no friends.
And that learning part is quite hard and can be quite difficult to go through. And that's why I think people try to cut it out by paying for it.
Yes.
But it also goes back to, and I remember saying this
to your judgment
amount. Yeah. I remember saying this a decent amount. I've said it to you. Adversity builds character.
Yes.
So like, yes, learning is probably going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to get rejected by men and women alike.
Of course.
You're going to want to pull up on a girl and she ain't going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You're going to want to pull up, not really on a nigga, but like, for a guy, you want to go talk to a dude to be a friend of his?
Yeah.
He ain't going to, for women, kind of the same thing. He might reject you or whatever.
Of course.
But adversity builds character. Yeah. You going through that is only going to help you.
It is.
But I think a lot of people don't want to go through adversity.
A lot of people don't want to take L's. But L's are a good thing.
Exactly.
Because you learn from them.
Exactly. I heard someone say L's aren't losses, they're lessons.
Yes.
So it's like, learn from
these things. Actually, might be me. I think I remember saying that at one point.
Yeah, you might
have lost your list.
But it's like, you gotta... I think now, especially with America and kind of just how the world is, everyone wants the easy way out.
Yeah, man.
And there's just certain things, like, you can't take the easy way out. You gotta go through it. You gotta grind through it. You gotta actually be in the mud and be in the dirt. You gotta be down bad, but you gotta keep on working.
Facts.
Because if you don't, and you don't go through that... that you're not going to actually be a strong man or woman. You're not going to build the traits it takes to be a strong man or woman.
Yeah.
You're just going to be, frankly, weak.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're going to be weak and you're going to be lonely like everyone else in America is or in the world or whatever
weak,
epidemic
lonely,
we're going
and
through.
And weak-minded. And weak-minded people are very easy to control.
Without a doubt.
Very easy to control. I mean, take the example of babies. Mm. When infants are learning to walk, do they give up?
Nah, bro,
they keep going. They're
like, yo, we got to figure this out.
Exactly. So why is it that people aren't doing the same? If babies are doing this, we need to keep going, man.
Because it's
always be a student. OG told us this.
OG.
Always be a student, man.
Always be a student, bro.
Constantly learning. And it doesn't end once you finish high school. It doesn't end once you finish higher education and college. Nah. Always be a student.
Crazy. I was reading a book. It's called Discipline is Destiny. By Ryan Holiday, the same dude who made The Daily Stoic.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about, essentially in a nutshell, he was saying that there was this emperor, and essentially even after his reign, apparently he was a fantastic emperor. I forgot his name. It's like Antoninus, something like that. Frankly, Marcus Aurelius, who's a really big philosopher, is like his like stepfather, or whatever.
Oh wow!
They call him like his like adopted son or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, even after his reign was over, he essentially still kept learning.
Mm.
Now you got to think at the time. I don't know how old he is, but like he done already been emperor for 23 years.
Yeah.
And this time he's an older man.
Yeah.
Like he done already did his thing. Apparently he did a great job, but essentially he kept learning. Even after he was done, kept learning. Yeah. He kept reading. He kept studying philosophy.
Yep.
He kept working on himself.
Yep.
He kept learning every single day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's hard to learn.
Yeah.
And that's why I think in society, a lot of people aren't willing to learn.
It comes with failure.
To go exactly.
Learning it comes with failure.
And it comes with hard times,
and
bro.
Hard times.
To stay disciplined and to be here, yo, I'm going to sit here and read this book. I'm going to sit here and do this. That takes discipline.
Every day.
Very hard. When you can easily sit there. Let me watch YouTube.
Yep.
Let me watch a 10-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back.
Exactly.
Let me watch this 5-minute video.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
let me go eat some pretzels.
Exactly.
Or let me go, you know what, my friends, they want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go party for a little bit,
yep.
but it's just going to be short.
Yeah.
But it never is. And next thing you know, you keep pushing that down the line. And it's kind of just unfortunate. But I think a lot of people just, they don't want to go through pain, bro. They don't want to go through that adversity.
Adversity builds character, like you said.
Exactly.
And that is one thing I believe a lot of parents don't, unfortunately, aren't instilling into their kids. And that's why we have a lot of the adults that we have now that don't want to go through that adversity.
And I do think some of it's also social media. I ain't gonna blame the parents like solely. I do think some of it's social media. I do think peer pressure is a really big thing.
Ooh,
and I think when you're trying to do something right, but you look on the internet, see everyone else is doing the opposite, and everyone else is glorifying the opposite.
Oh my God!
And makes you kind of be like, "Well, why am I doing this? Why am I suffering when everyone else is partying?
Man.
When I could just go and party and enjoy because that's what's being glamorized." But when I tell people, "Oh, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I read books, I stay inside," people fucking make fun of me. People be like, "Oh, you're lame, you're boring, and all this." So a lot of people are like, "Well, instead of being called lame and boring, I'm just gonna do what everyone else is doing on social media to enjoy the fun, which is fantastic for temporary pleasures." But when you're, I mean, we're 23.
Mm-hmm.
When we're 33,
oh my God.
When we're 40,
yeah,
just out the window, bro. Yeah, it's cool now because we're young.
Yeah.
Now everything else is
a bad look being in the club in your 40s, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Bad look. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you bring up good points, man. I remember times in college where me and you, we kind of just do our thing. But everyone else is out partying. Niggas in the gym, working.
Facts.
Staying what we're supposed to be doing.
Facts.
And a lot of those kids didn't end up graduating.
Facts.
I mean, if you stay in your party the entire time, that's what's going to come with it.
That's what happens.
But you bring up a good point, man. When you don't participate in all those things, you're the weird one. It's the craziest thing in the world. Why is it that you're the weird one for I'm going to do the right thing.
Correct.
I'm going to put in work. I'm not going to go to the clubs. I'm not going to be out here chasing after girls. Why is it that when you do the correct things,
you're weird?
You're the weird one. I'm not on social media 24/7. I'm not at the strip clubs. I'm not at the bars trying to drink, getting drunk with alcohol and stuff, putting poison in my body. Like, why?
Alcohol is actually just poison.
It is.
That's all it is.
At the end of the day, it makes you feel good, but just poison.
That's all it is.
It's temporary pleasure.
Still doesn't make you feel good. How do you wake up the next day hurt?
Oh, yeah, bro. Facts.
What are we doing?
Yeah, the day after.
What are we doing, bro?
But it's just bizarre to me that people. I remember one time, man, this is back when I didn't have like Snapchat or nothing. And a girl, she asked me for my Instagram, and I was like, I don't have Instagram. And she looked at me crazy.
Like, you're weird,
like,
bro.
I'm the
like
weird
you got a
one.
Problem.
Yeah.
Like, you got a serious problem.
You don't have, you're a weirdo. You don't have social media? I'm like, wait, first of all, what? Why am I weird because I don't have Instagram?
Exactly.
That's stupid.
But it's away from the, you strayed away from the norm.
Yeah. And those are the societal pressures, man.
Those are the societal pressures.
It's just, you got to be strong enough to say, fuck society, nigga. I'm going to do the right thing.
Exactly. Not a lot of people
are. Nah, man. A lot of people are followers. Not a lot of leaders out there.
Exactly.
Not a lot of leaders out there.
So, it's been a fantastic conversation.
Facts, for real, bro. Yeah, we are coming to the end.
We are coming to the
end. Yeah.
So, around this time, we typically give advice. So, Trey, you got any advice to?
Do not follow societal norms, man.
Okay.
Do your best, especially if it's a negative one, i.e. hookup culture, being on social media too much, you know. Don't follow in those footsteps, man, because a lot of these people, they don't know what they're talking about. They're just following the pleasures of now instead of thinking about the long term. Think about the long term. Think about how you're going to feel in 10 years, 20 years, how your kids are going to look at you when they see this shit at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Think about them. That's my advice.
I like that. That's good. My advice is going to be enjoy pain.
Mm.
Embrace it, bro. Embrace adversity. Any type of pain you're going through, enjoy it. Because it's a part of life. And kind of to go back what we've been already talking about, it's hard to be disciplined. And it hurts to be disciplined.
Facts.
I ain't going to lie. We kind of just had talks. I know it's hard to be at home trying to make sure you're taking your body right, making sure that your mind is right, but everyone else is partying. You're about to go to sleep because you know you got to wake up early, but everyone else is partying.
Exactly.
People are hitting you up.
Yep.
And there's a certain type of pain that's associated with that.
Yeah.
But find pleasure in it.
Yeah.
Enjoy that pain. Because essentially, if you find a way to enjoy that pain, you'll be able to continue to keep working, continue to keep pushing. And it's only going to make you better. It's only going to make you stronger. And it's real cool now because we're all young.
Yeah.
Especially, I know our audience are typically people in our age range.
Of course.
But like, when you're 30, 40, that shit ain't cute, bro.
Bad look.
That shit ain't cute. And if you're broke at 40, especially as a man, God bless you, homie.
Boys. Like,
for real, bro. God bless you.
Not a good look.
Yeah, for real.
Not a good look.
That would be my advice. Thank y'all for listening.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys. We hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Once again, thank you for all the support that you guys have been showing us. You can find us on YouTube. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel to see exclusive content, which is the Wednesday show. So make sure you check that out. Mm-hmm. Check out the Instagram. That's going to be NOA_podcast. Check out the TikTok. It's going to be NOA Podcast 1 as well as NOA Podcast 2. We got two of them bitches.
Yeah.
So watch out for that. All episodes will be available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Once again, thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Have a good one.